Centennial College's HP campus recently hosted a mock disaster. Professionals, students, and volunteers from multiple fields came together for the simulation. Outside, the school sign read "Do not call 911" and told residents about the drill. Inside, the event coordinators announced a code orange over the loudspeaker. Glenn Gillies is a veteran paramedic who helped organize the event.
A code orange is, from what I understand, it's an external incident has occurred where there's large amounts of patients. And a code orange is a situation where the hospital starts preparing for a large influx of patients. So it's a disaster.
He sees an increasing need for these types of simulations.
We're at that point now where a large-scale incident can occur, and people are starting to realize that they can be displaced from their homes for longer periods of time. So they need to do something to start preparing and realize that there could be scenarios where there's going to be lots of people injured, and that is becoming a reality.
Incidents on Toronto subways is becoming more common. That's part of the reason that Joy Rumanis, a practical nursing instructor at Centennial, returned. She has participated in 4 similar training exercises.
I think it should be encouraged that everybody take part in it, because this one was in a subway, and it can happen to anybody at any time.
Organizers kept students on their toes with many different scenarios.
What they threw in was that somebody who was on the subway was HIV positive, and he died, but in the process, he was one of those that got blew up in the explosion,
mm-hmm.
and so all his blood was on other people. So then it throws in a whole different element, because you've got potential for contamination.
The event went off successfully, but was really just practice for a larger simulation. The city will be organizing an exercise underground in the actual subway in the coming months. Tristan Carter, Observer Radio News, Toronto.